WTAW News Time is 8:05, 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Planning ahead for enjoying New Year's Eve could avoid trouble. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger encourages making transportation arrangements ahead of time.
You're going to go to a party and you're going to consume alcoholic beverages. To have that plan in place, to have a designated driver, and it's a reminder to people that designated driver doesn't mean the person who's had the least amount of alcohol. It's somebody who hasn't had anything.
Reminders from Officer Kelly McKeithen of Bryan Police Department includes shooting no fireworks inside city limits.
Typically get a lot of fireworks calls in the city, and that detracts from the other calls that we really need to be focusing on.
McKeithen says you can get ticketed for possessing an open package of fireworks. The Texas A&M football student assistant coach who struck two West Virginia players during the Liberty Bowl has been kicked off the team. Michael Richardson sent out a tweet that in part stated, "My actions were uncalled for and it was very disrespectful." Head coach Kevin Sumlin released a statement that he is extremely disappointed and embarrassed and that Richardson was dismissed for inexcusable actions that are not representative of our program. Richardson became a coach after his playing career was cut short by a neck injury. Houston police say a missing child whose mother was found dead has been found safe in Arkansas, where his father has been discovered dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. A Texas-wide Amber Alert had been issued for 14-month-old Timotheus Pack after his mother, Angel Jackson, was found dead in Houston. The 26-year-old woman last seen on Christmas Eve had texted a message that she had been shot. The child's father had been sought by police as a person of interest. The Texas Department of Transportation is one of at least 40 states that has suspended using a specific guardrail system in its highway construction.
The product designed at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute and built by a Dallas manufacturer are caps at each end of guardrails. How many are on state highways in Brazos and surrounding counties is not known. TxDOT suspended the installation of new caps October 27th. That was 1 week after Trinity Highway Products lost a federal lawsuit, which the Dallas Morning News reported Trinity changed the design and did not tell federal highway officials. Spokesman for Trinity told the Kansas City Star, new federally required crash tests being conducted in San Antonio will show the product is safe. WTAW News has asked TTI to comment about the guardrail cap, which is supposed to move rails away when they're struck by a vehicle. Online at WTAW.com is a picture of the cap, a statement from Trinity Highway Products, and links to the newspaper stories. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And the Bryan Aquatic Center won't reopen until Friday. City officials say repairs to the pool's heater continue today, and the pool is closed on New Year's Day. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 39 degrees. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More Custom Awards and Promotional Products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
What can a personal trainer do for you? Well, I can tell you what my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen, has done for me. She helped me lose 30 pounds. She helped me rehab my bum knee. She helped me get my really scary high blood pressure under control. And she's helped me with my cholesterol. That's what Ashley Bergen, my personal trainer, can do for me. If you'd like to find out what Ashley Bergen of Fit You can do for you, call 492-1900. The number again, 492-1900.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
It's 8:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Low cloudiness covers the region and the state this morning, and it's going to remain locked in place right into the new year. Cloudy and breezy today, 40 to 45 for New Year's Eve. Cloudy, there's the chance of a shower or two. Lows overnight, 35 to 40. New Year's Day, some periods of rain. Highs only 40 to 45. Rain at times tomorrow night. Lows 35 to 40. Friday, cloudy with periods of rain. High temperatures between 45 and 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. You know, I was on the horns of a dilemma because they were dropping so many neat things in Pennsylvania. I just needed to find some place where we could kind of get this overall view of things that they're dropping for New Year's Eve in Pennsylvania. So I found Naomi, who works at the Sentinel. Good morning, Naomi. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, we're a radio station in Texas. We're about 150 miles inland, kind of down near Houston. So what's the temperature? Now, what city are you actually in this morning?
I am in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, which is near Harrisburg.
Yeah, the state capital. So yeah. Now, what's the weather forecast there?
It's cold right now. It's about 25 degrees, so I imagine it's going to be even colder tonight.
Yes, that would be cold. So now, how long have you worked there at the newspaper in Carlisle?
I've worked here for about 7 years now.
Okay, are you a native of Pennsylvania?
Technically born in Hawaii, but spent most of my life in Pennsylvania.
Wow, there's a change.
Yeah, that does make a difference. Because here's the deal. We are looking at interesting things that people are dropping for New Year's Eve, and, you know, they do possums in North Carolina and things like that. I was fascinated by the baby gherkin that they were going to be dropping in Pennsylvania. But then I also saw that they're dropping a giant nail in another city in Pennsylvania, and I found that, lo and behold, y'all are the epicenter for, like, dropping unusual things on New Year's Eve.
Yes, Pennsylvania probably has one of the highest number of drops in our area. And in our particular area, in Cumberland, central Pennsylvania, we actually have quite a few, probably more than 10 around here.
So now, why the baby gherkin? Do we understand why that's happening?
I'm not too sure about a why, but it is in Dillsburg. Yeah. It's part of a family of pickles. So initially it started with Mr. Pickle. And then he married Mrs. Pickle a few years ago, and they've had a baby pickle.
Oh,
so
okay.
Little Dill is the gherkin who is dropped during the children's drop at 7:30.
And I noticed that we got several stories about that, is that there are any number of ways now that parents are trying to fool their kids.
Yeah.
In Legoland out in California, they're going to do a drop at 6 o'clock because, you know, that way they can get the kids off to home and they can go off and do their partying or whatever. And then I see in West Fairfield, they're dropping a giant nail because of a factory that used to be there that's closed now.
Yes, West Fairfield is having a 200th anniversary for their village, and the Harrisburg Nail Works was a big industry there a long time ago, but it's since defunct. But the nail will be dropped as a one-time-only type of drop, so it won't happen again in the next year.
Well, yeah, you'd need a big enough hammer to pull it out.
Yeah, that's it.
It's one-time-only.
And then
it is a sizable nail. I think it's 7 feet.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, be careful. Get out of the way! And then, kind of an interesting name to the city, Mechanicsburg, and they're going to drop a giant wrench?
Yes, it was actually, I believe, it's an Eagle Scout project for one of the Boy Scouts. So he thought of having this wrench, and they have done it ever since.
Well, now, any of these that you have actually attended personally?
I believe the wrench drop I've gone to, and first night here in Carlisle, which used to have a car drop. Now it is a button drop.
A car drop.
Yes, for Carlisle. It was a race car. One of our major businesses around here is Carlisle Events, which has car shows.
Was it a full-size car?
It was a mini race car.
Okay. Well, I mean, did they let gravity take its course, or did they actually control the
they controlled it. That wasn't a little dangerous.
Well, I want to go. Did you say button?
Yes. First Night, which is the organization that runs the New Year's Eve celebrations, It's not a free event as opposed to some of the other drops. You pay for admission, and the way that they tell that you paid is you wear a button.
Oh, okay.
Which has a drawing of a contest drawing that a local student has won.
I got you. Okay, so we got
they raise a very big version of that.
Wow. So we got the button, we got the wrench, we got the nail, we got the gherkin. Is there anything that we've left out of unusual things in your area that they're going to be dropping tonight?
We have a creek around here called the Yellow Breeches Creek, and so Lower Allen Township drops a pair of yellow breeches.
And I guess it's...
They're dropping breeches.
Yeah, I guess it's an honor to be the one who gets to drop all these different objects. Huh?
It is, I'm sure.
Oh, I suppose. Okay, so that's kind of fun. Now, your paper's the Sentinel. What's your website if people ever want to go there?
It is www.cumberlink.com, okay. And we do have the list of all of our drops in the area.
Oh, fantastic.
Excellent. Hey, Naomi, thanks. Happy New Year, and thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Oh, thank you very much.
All
happy
right.
New Year.
Bye.
So in Texas, would that be the drawer drop?
I don't know. You know, do we do a bucket of gravy? I mean, what do we do?
The question is,
we could drop your drawers.
Yeah. Are the breeches on someone when they're dropped?
Yeah, we probably should have asked.
Oh, well.
Anyway. Anyhow,
it's more fun to think that it's prior
just,
to
something, just something completely different. Anyway, so that's Naomi, and I thank her for doing that. Actually, what happened is I called, and she's the one who unfortunately picked up the phone, which you should never do. She was going to get me in touch with the reporter, and she said, well, she won't be in until 10, which is 9 our time. I went, no, that won't work, so we'll just talk to you. So thank her for being a good sport when it comes to that. All right, so let's say that you want to eat what's in next year. The 2015 McCormick Flavor Forecast is out. They have ID'd the new flavor trends for us because we're also stupid and don't know what we like, okay? So McCormick's going to help us out. Global spice blends. These are spices like mixes for Japanese or Greek cooking. That's out there and available. Middle Eastern mixes designed for mixing into Greek yogurt or hummus. No, it's hummus. I don't know what you're going to do to make it taste any different. It's still squashed up chickpeas, no matter what you say. It's hummus. But the whole Middle Eastern thing is kind of interesting. And then here's a sour and salt. Salt paired with different flavors will make flavors more intense. Some exotic salt mixes, pickled ginger, sour cherry, dried mango, and lemon zest.
Lemon zest might be good.
Might be. Now, smoked spices, smoked food trend is hotter than ever. In the new year, expect to find more intense smoked spices and herbs. And I, you know, just a couple of, we were on vacation about a month ago and found one of these places in a farm, we went to a farmer's market, and they had these kind of spices that we're talking about, like Middle Eastern mixes. Had one that had lavender in it.
That would be interesting to eat.
It was. It was very interesting. We tried that. It was a little bit different. But then,
now, would it be something you'd use again?
Well, I'm going to use it till it's done, till it's over, because I paid too much for it. But yeah, you know?
Fair enough.
Yeah, but also some kind of Mediterranean spices, which was really good because it gives you a completely different taste if you do something like a chicken that you're used to, you know, having maybe flavors that you've fixed over and over again. So it brought something kind of different there, and you kind of had to cut that with something like potatoes that was very bland because some of the Mediterranean spices are pretty interesting. But then at another place for exotic foods, Madisonville, we talked to a guy and bought some flavored salt from him. He's got a place down in Montgomery County where he flavors salt, and you can buy that, and that's pretty interesting stuff too. Haven't tried that nearly as much, but that's kind of things they're doing is starting to flavor salts to go along with it. Now, then this answered our other question. We were talking about the umami burger. And
yes.
What did that mean? And I can remember we did a story about this last year because what this is supposed to be is foodies call this the fifth sense. It's a very subtle, savory taste because they talked about we only really had four different tastes. Sweet, sour, bitter, salty, I'm not sure. I don't remember what that's for. But this fifth one is this umami. So whatever this umami burger is, I guess it has this stuff on it. Either that or it's a little kid who takes a bite and goes, mommy, this is really good.
Oh.
Thank you. Anyway, the terms have been expanded to other foods, too, like mushrooms and tomatoes and sweet potatoes. The liquid revolution, the smoothie trend, will continue expanding. Fresh purees and sauces and soups and salad dressings. And reimagining cookies, think chili chocolate chip.
No.
Pumpkin pie spiced brownies.
Okay.
No. No.
That's okay.
No.
It's okay.
I was in the liquoratorium yesterday. Okay. Okay. Used to be, you know, there's only one. Used to be just this was Kahlua. Okay.
Okay.
Which is a coffee liqueur.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So now they've got the hazelnut Kahlua. And then they made the peppermint Kahlua, which really put my teeth on edge. But they also had a pumpkin spice Kahlua.
Oh.
Would you really want,
No.
Well, there's like announcements all over Facebook when pumpkin spice comes out at the...
Starbucks.
The
PSL.
The Essatorium.
Yeah, that one. After the first one, what are you going to do with the rest of that stuff, you know? Because you're going to try that once, you go, and then you're going to have to think of other ways to get rid of the rest
of that. It's going to be hard to, use a whole bottle of that.
Pour it on ice cream.
Pumpkin spice just does. It just, and pumpkin pie's great. But what are you going to do with the second slice of pumpkin pie, you know?
I rarely get to the first.
I understand that, too. Because, there's an intensity there that puts a lot of people off. But I'm guessing that the expensive coffee place sells that stuff because that's what people want.
Buy it.
I mean, that's basically your bottom line. All right, let's see what else we have. Oh, today we have interesting discoveries for science in the future. And here's a how to set and keep your diet and exercise New Year's resolutions. Do you want to know?
Just do it, baby.
You can fail by the fifth day. All right, U.S. News and World Report tells us, remember that success takes time and perseverance. No, see, there's your first fail right there.
That's the problem.
Yeah, we're U.S. Americans. It has to be fixed right now.
Now
and forever.
Now.
Yeah, now and forever. Number two, share your goals with the world. Oh, that's what Facebook is
for, right?
Doesn't work.
It doesn't?
No.
But that gives you an opportunity to be trashed by your friends when you fail, right?
I'll say there's somewhat of an accountability thing there, but still, I mean, it's Twitter. The next,
I'd weigh 175 pounds if that was true.
All right, now look, though, because I don't do that thing, that Twitter thing. I mean, have either of y'all actually, called a friend out when they said they were going to do something and they end up not doing it?
No, because everyone else is worried about their own personal failures. They're not worried about their friends.
Oh, that's right. There are other people on planet Earth. I forgot.
Just on the unemployment lines, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was an increase last week in the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department counted 298,000 first-time applications, 17,000 more than the prior week. Despite the jump, economists note that new claims remain near post-recession lows and signal a still improving job market. The stock market futures pointing a little higher as Wall Street prepares for the final session of 2014. It has been a strong year for stocks. Energy shares will likely be in focus today as crude oil prices are falling again. The internet and mobile-based grocery delivery startup Instacart has raised more than $200 million in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Instacart says it attracted a group of investors who were not identified. And White Castle is adding a vegetarian slider to its menu. It's part of a limited-time promotion. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Prices are for base buildings only. If 2015 is a year for your business to grow and you need to build, call General Steel today before you spend thousands more than you should. General Steel pre-engineered buildings could save you as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. Get a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000 or 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. We'll design a building to fit your needs, and best of all, you can stop paying rent. For office buildings, strip malls, church buildings, manufacturing, and much more, you just can't beat a General Steel price. Call now to lock in 2014 prices and build in 2015. Call General Steel today at 898-STEEL. Don't pay thousands more than you should. Call now and get the best prices in years. Call 898-STEEL. We'll lock in your 2014 price for 90 days. Call 800-987-8335.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
I remember the moment. overwhelming.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family. The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. I keep seeing these ads on TV for these diets that require you to eat special foods. I love the way they say, oh, you can lose all the weight you want to for just $20. Plus the cost of your meals, of course. Well, you could buy a car for what they cost every month. But that's not true with Dr. Steelman's Activate Weight Loss Plan. An honest, easy-to-follow weight loss plan that has worked for over 20,000 of his patients in his clinics and now finally available to you for a fraction of the price. Oh, you can eat all your regular food right along with the rest of the family and still lose weight quickly and easily. Hundreds of people have already lost thousands of pounds on the Dr. Steelman Home Weight Loss Plan. And you can read their stories for yourself on the Activate Products website. That's activateproducts.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-465-4411. Activateproducts.com or toll-free 800-465-4411. Do you like to travel? It's one of my great passions. Now, recently, I've fallen in love with the RV craze. Yep, I even bought a motorhome right along with 20 million other RVers, and I'm just having a ball. So needless to say, I've been looking for places to go in my new coach. And that's how I found St. Agnes National Park. You probably know that national parks are real favorites for the RV crowd, and there are a bunch of them. Now, we have President Teddy Roosevelt to thank for the national park system. He founded it. And I'm not sure who we have to thank for the RV craze. Maybe Airstream or Winnebago or maybe even the Middle East, since nobody really wants to travel overseas much anymore. But it was when I was doing a bit of research for places to go and visit that I ran across St. Agnes Park in the National Register. Now, the one thing that caught my attention is where the park was located and its size. I understand that the big attraction of this park is its rock garden. It was constructed by newspaper man Gene Fowler for his wife. Now, the rock garden is so big that you can see it from virtually any part of the park. No matter where you go in that park, you can see it. After building the garden in honor of his wife, Agnes, he happened to have some important guests sometime later, and he decided to show them his tribute honoring his wife. As a joke, he put up a sign, and he called it St. Agnes National Park. Well, his guests thought it was pretty funny, too, and they decided to go along with the joke and formally dedicated the park on the spot. And you know what? They could do it. You see, his guests that day were the Secretary of Labor, James Mitchell, and Secretary of the Interior, Fred Seaton, and they actually had the authority to make St. Agnes a national park. And so it is. St. Agnes National Park, there for all to see, another one of our national treasures. And as I said, it's actually listed in the official records. But before you run off to visit and park your RV there and stare at the famed rock garden, you should know one more thing. It's a little-known fact that St. Agnes National Park is also the smallest national park we have. Remember I said you can see the rock garden from anywhere in the park? Well, that's because St. Agnes National Park is in the Fowler's backyard in the middle of Los Angeles. And it only measures 6 feet by 6 feet. It's there if you want to see it, but be careful going through the Fowler's living room, won't you?
The season is almost over. Time to name your all-pro team. Hi, Tim Light here, and with me is Bubba Dixon from Tom Light Chevrolet. There were a lot of great performances this year. What stands out in your mind?
Well, I have to tip my hat to the Chevy Silverado. It won North American Truck of the Year honors and still the longest-lasting, most dependable truck on the road.
The Chevy Silverado is definitely an all-pro truck. It's no wonder we carry the largest selection of new Silverados in the Brazos Valley.
Big selection and even bigger savings during our year-end clearance. Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Year-end savings and worry-free ownership with our TLC package. 2 years of scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. A free car wash and service loaner with each new car purchase.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Rota Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
It's New Year's Eve, and what better time to look back on the biggest tech failures of 2014? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
Why do you have to listen to the TV so loud?
Does this sound familiar?
Kids, can you keep it down? I'm trying to watch this program.
Can't hear the TV because the kids are making too much noise?
Can you turn down the TV? I'm trying to sleep.
Now you can listen to your TV at the volume that is comfortable for you without disturbing others in the room with the wireless TV amplifier headphones. These comfortable and lightweight headphones work independent of TV speakers using invisible infrared technology. Compatible with hearing aids, so if you have difficulty hearing or if you simply want to watch television at a different volume than others, then the wireless TV amplifier headphones are perfect. Listen to your TV at the volume that is comfortable for you without disturbing others. Get your wireless TV amplifier headphones only at shop.commando.com. That's shop.commando.com. The wireless TV amplifier headphones available now at shop.commando.com.
Let's have a little reality check here at the closing day of 2014 and look back on the biggest tech failures of the year. And there were so many, but right now we'll spotlight on my top five. Let's start with Bitcoin. Here was the currency that was to revolutionize the world, except that it was rife with fraud. Today its value is down 56% since this day last year. Then there's Amazon's Fire Phone. Oh, the hype! In the end, it was clunky, heavy, gimmicky, and just boring. And don't forget BlackBerry's tablet attempt. They called it the Passport. Home Depot and Sony tie the list of data hacks, both in what was compromised and how their execs bungled the entire affair. And topping the list is Google Glass. After all the hype, nobody, and I mean nobody, wants one. Tomorrow, a look at what's ahead. And you can get a head start on 2015 along with the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Solar Secrets from Blades of Grass. I'm Bob Hershon, and this is Science Update. Blades of grass carpeting a lawn comprise a super efficient solar collecting system with lots of light gathering surface area. UMass Amherst polymer chemist Alejandro Briseño and his team have created tiny solar electric cells in the form of organic nanopillars that mimic the grass blades. He says each nanopillar is a single crystal grown on a carbon scaffold.
And so we've been able to essentially train these molecules to stack into coins to form these single crystal pillars.
In the journal Nano Letters, Briseño and his colleagues report using a variety of different materials to create solar cells with different attributes. While not as efficient and durable as silicon solar cells, he says the organic nanopillars will be as cheap to make as plastic and could be used in low-cost sensors, toys, patches, and stickers. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 39 degrees right now at the studios. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. New Year's Eve means plenty of law enforcement. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says they'll be responding to plenty of fireworks calls.
It's okay to buy them and to transport them, but it is not okay to discharge them. And once you have opened up that package that they come in, then you are in violation of the fireworks ordinance and state law.
Lieutenant Chuck Flieger of the College Station Police Department says your designated driver should be someone who won't be consuming any alcohol.
The ultimate goal is to go out and to have fun, to be moderate in everything that you do, but first and foremost is the goal is to get home, everyone home safely. So we certainly don't want it to turn into a tragedy. So reminder that, you know, to plan ahead, to make transportation arrangements if you're going out.
Many locations in Northgate offer free soft drinks for designated drivers. Police in Fort Worth arrested a 17-year-old after he made what they call a terrorist threat. Montre Tolliver was taken into custody after posting on social media a photo showing him pointing a rifle at a police car. His friends and family defend the teen, saying it was a toy gun and that the police car was empty. Fort Worth Police Officer Tamara Pena says law enforcement has to pay attention to threats like these.
Hopefully, people are getting it through their heads that it's not a joke. It can be taken seriously.
Tolliver had written in that same post, "Should I do it? Don't care for a black male anyways." He could face a year in prison for that post. 40 years in prison is the punishment for the wife who testified. She helped her husband gun down the Kaufman County District Attorney, his wife, and a top assistant nearly 2 years ago.
It was Kim Williams who led police to critical evidence that led to the conviction of her estranged husband, Eric Williams, earlier this month, and it was her testimony that helped secure his seat on death row. This morning, she told Judge Mike Snipes she was guilty.
I find you guilty on your plea, and I sentence you to 40 years.
The 40-year prison term is far from what Kim Williams could have gotten, either the death penalty or life in prison for the murders of D.A. Mike McClellan, his wife, and assistant D.A. Mark Hassey. Afterwards, prosecutor Bill Wersky said,
"Obviously, she gave us some missing pieces that we were happy to have."
J.R. McClellan, the son of the murdered prosecutor, appreciated Williams' testimony, but adds,
"Our family is extremely torn for what you allowed to happen. You didn't pull the trigger, and therefore you don't go to death row."
LP Phillips, TSN News.
A Texas A&M football student assistant coach is kicked off the team for his actions at the Liberty Bowl. Michael Richardson of DeSoto became a coach after his playing career was cut short by a neck injury. After Richardson struck two West Virginia players during the first half of the bowl game, head coach Kevin Sumlin kept him in the locker room for the second half. Then Richardson was dismissed for what Sumlin said in a statement were inexcusable actions that reflected poorly on our program. Richardson sent out a tweet apologizing for the ignorance I displayed. For more than 2 months, the Texas Department of Transportation has not been installing a guardrail system over safety concerns.
Guardrail camps designed at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute and built by a Dallas company are supposed to move rails away when they're struck by a vehicle. WTAW News has asked TTI for a comment on the product, which TxDOT suspended using on new installations October 27th. How many remain on highways in Brazos and surrounding counties is not known. Kansas City Star reports it could be as many as 30,000 in Missouri, where a study partially funded by the state found it's almost four times more likely to be involved in fatal accidents than the previous model. The Star also reports at least 40 states have suspended using the caps. A spokesman from the manufacturer, Trinity Highway Products, predicts new federally required crash tests in San Antonio will show the product is safe. The Dallas Morning News reports a federal jury in Marshall sided with a whistleblower that Trinity made a design change without telling federal highway officials. The trial, which began 3 years ago, is now considering damages. The jury verdict declaring Trinity defrauded the government was announced the week before TxDOT suspended using the guardrail caps. Online at WTAW.com is more information from Trinity Highway Products, including a picture of the guardrail cap, along with links to the newspaper stories. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
President George H.W. Bush is resting at home following his release from a Houston hospital. Family spokesman Jim McGrath made the announcement.
He really is appreciative to the doctors and the nurses and the staff at Methodist Hospital. They gave wonderful care, and both he and Mrs. Bush are deeply appreciative.
He had spent a week being treated for shortness of breath. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 39 degrees. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
December may be the last month of the year, but at Rattler's Convenience Store, there's always a ton of goodies with everyday low prices. This month features a breakfast special. Buy any small coffee for only 25 cents with the purchase of any breakfast item. Don't forget lunch. Check out their hot dogs for only 50 cents when you use your Rattler's reward card. Going home from a hard day's work? Stop in at Rattler's and pick up a 24-pack of any of the fine families of beers from Bud, Miller, or Coors. Rattler's is now accepting job applications at rattlersstores.com. Rattler's, clean, friendly, Texan.
Have you had the Sleep Number bed experience yet? Well, you can do that at the Sleep Number store that's located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. What is the Sleep Number bed experience? Well, you go in, you lay down, you let one of their professionals show you that right up there in the ceiling above the bed, it shows kind of an imprint, a thermal imprint of your body. You can see where the pressure points are, and then you can watch as they adjust the numbers and those pressure points go away. It's just that easy. That's how a lot of people have their sleep problems solved with a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is 65. That's what works for me. And I can tell you that the night's sleep that I get on my sleep number is tremendous. So why not do the same thing? You know, they come in, they set it all up for you. They deliver it, set it up, and you're ready to go enjoy a good night's sleep every night on your sleep number bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. See what yours is. The Sleep Number store right across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue in College Station.
Are you troubled by painful and healthy varicose veins or spider veins? Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center, the leading authority in vein care. Varicose veins are the number one cause of restless legs and night cramps. As the end of the year approaches and insurance deductibles are lessening, now's the time for vein evaluation and treatment. I'd like to thank our many loyal patients for their support in voting us best of Brazos every year. You can ask our patients how remarkable the technology of vein care has evolved. Call our office at 696-8346 or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Good morning. It's 840. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Cloudiness has arrived, and so is the cool weather. We'll be cloudy and breezy today with temperatures only around 40 to 45. You'll need the heavier jacket. Cloudy tonight, the risk of a shower. Lows overnight 35 to 40. Periods of rain, cold, and damp tomorrow. Highs 40 to 45. Rain tomorrow night, lows 35 to 40, and periods of rain likely into Friday. Temperatures on Friday a little milder, highs will range from 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so the new there's a new survey out by Zillow, the real estate people, found that most U.S. Americans think that Justin Bieber would make the worst neighbor. Well, we hear about him misbehaving a lot. That's
I wouldn't
sure.
disagree.
Yeah. Mr. Bieber beat out last year's worst neighbors. That would be Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. I think I can safely say we haven't said her name more than five times this year, and that in itself makes me feel good.
We may be turning the corner in society.
Yeah. Other unpopular celeb neighbors, Miley Cyrus, Donald Trump, Alec Baldwin, Taylor Swift, and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, come on. I'd love to live next door to T-Swift.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, and again, they only named with 2%, so, you know. The deal is none of those people live in places small enough that you'd really be their neighbor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might live near them, but you're not going to live next door to them. On the other side of the coin, Jimmy Fallon came in first as best celebrity neighbor by a 10% vote. Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert were second. Then T-Swift and Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. Playing the bongos, right?
Boom, boom.
Yeah, came in at 7% each. The rest of the desirable list included Neil Patrick Harris, George Clooney and his wife, and Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. So there you are. As if you had any choice, right? And again, if you had enough money to live next door to those people, would you really want to do that? Sony says its PlayStation network has been fully restored after the Christmas time attack that knocked it offline for about 3 days. During that time, a caller to the Palm Beach, Florida County Sheriff's 911 system asked a dispatcher for some assistance on the issue. Saturday, the caller phoned 911 and referenced the PlayStation Network. And in the call, the recording that was obtained by a TV station there, the caller asked, "I was wondering, do you guys know anything about that?" Well, of course, the sheriff's dispatcher temporarily asked the caller to wait while she asks others about the problem. Then she returns and goes, "Yeah, I guess some people have been reporting it." That's troublesome.
A little, yeah.
The dispatcher then suggests the caller phone Sony directly. Maybe use a number that is on the machine itself. They later tweeted out of the sheriff's office, quote, "Last time I checked, it wasn't an emergency. Try something outside or read a book." Try going outside or read a book. I like that. FBI investigating the Sony cyber attack, of course. But it is bothersome when people think they should be calling 911 because something in their world is not the way they want it to be rather than it actually being an emergency. But after all, we are U.S. Americans. Great news, all those yogi things you've been doing, your yoga stuff, actually going to be paying off. All the downward dogging and that sort of thing. Cosmopolitan Magazine reports that researchers combed through 70 different studies relating to yoga and discovered the practice can protect your body from cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, excess body fat, and abnormal cholesterol levels as much as aerobic exercise will. The experts can't figure out exactly why stretching and breathing is so good for you.
breathing. I don't think that's really that big of a deal.
No reason to breathe. I'm resting. No reason to breathe. Okay, look, yoga's been around since before we had yoga mats. I mean, they really have. It's been around for longer than 10 years, so obviously there must be something to it. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, it's hard. It's really hard. And I've taken yoga classes where I breathe harder at the end of those classes than, you know, like...
doing your aerobic stuff.
Doing my aerobic stuff.
Yeah.
So I can see how that's true.
It's, well, and that's the other, I mean, you know, obviously we do commercials about super slow, okay? That builds your core.
Right.
You know, again, your cardiovascular system is not, you know, you're not pounding at 140 beats a minute when you come out of there or anything dripping sweat, but it builds your core, and that's the same thing you're talking about there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just because you're not punching a bag or something doesn't mean that you're not doing something. So let's say. Oh,
I like punching bags.
I understand punching bags is fine. It is. I mean, it that takes care of another part of you. January the 8th will be Elvis's 80th birthday, and he'll be alive to celebrate it. Or not. King of rock and roll. I mean, really, his Memphis home, Graceland, will celebrate his birthday from January the 7th through the 10th with a whole bunch of events. Chelsea, in the Elvis thing, or is that just too long ago?
Yeah, I mean, he's the king, so obviously there's a little bit of love, but... Okay.
But, right, you know.
Yeah.
One of the things that I used to say to the boys before was, I wish they would put together a book of all of the last lines of dialogue before Elvis would break into song. Because, you know, what in the world, while you're in Hawaii wearing a flowered shirt, is going to cause you to break into song, or you're in Las Vegas?
I mean, we got
to
win this race.
Yeah, what is somebody going to say that's going to make you decide that you want to sing? I just wondered about that. So, anyway, Thursday the 8th, county officials will join Priscilla Presley on the North Lawn of Graceland to cut a huge birthday cake. Boy, he wishes he's there. Think it's going to have peanut butter and bacon on top of it.
Mm.
Anyway, that'll be Elvis Presley Day. If you can't be there, and gosh, I haven't checked my Outlook Express calendar, but I'm thinking I probably won't be there. It'll be on Graceland live stream. Yes, it will. That'll be at 7 o'clock on Memphis time, 7 p.m. Also, they're going to have an official auction in Graceland. We'll have all sorts of other things because, you know, the estate of Elvis Presley hasn't made enough money. They need to make some more if they can do that. So we'll see. One of the many hacks from the Sony hack thing revealed that Sony ATV Music wants to sell the Beatles song catalog back to Paul McCartney. The Sun newspaper says that Sony executives want Paul to buy it from him. Matter of fact, Michael Jackson had the high bid for the publishing in 1985 when he paid $74 million for the songbook. Michael then sold half the rights to Sony in 1995 for $147 million. Current price could easily be more than that since the songs continue to make money. I thought he was broke when he died. Was Michael Jackson not broke when he died?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, no, if he did then. All right, note to self, if you park your car near a giant salt manufacturing plant, bad things could happen.
I saw this.
Man, the Morton Salt Building in Chicago's Goose Island section yesterday afternoon pretty much just collapsed, huh?
Yeah, looks like the wall just fell apart.
Covering several cars that were parked outside a neighboring Acura dealership. Fortunately, nobody was in the cars at the time. When firefighters arrived at the site, they said, when it rains, it pours.
Okay. Well, that's the motto.
Yeah, right, it is.
Salt.
It would be their slogan.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah,
I know.
They cordoned off the building and said the wall, which is several decades old, might still come down. So how do they get rid of the salt? What do they do with that? I mean, do they wash it down the street? Can't do that. You can't let that get into the system. You got to scoop it up and put it someplace. So where are you going to put it? I mean, if the wall came down on the container unit.
Oh, they'll just...
It's their problem.
Slide it back into the other side of the place or something.
Somebody get some tequila and limes here.
This is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's the most exciting event of the season. The Nissan Holiday Event is the perfect time to save on your new Nissan. Right now, get a 2014 Nissan Sentra starting at just $14,830 or 0% interest for 72 months. Don't miss the Nissan Holiday Event at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Discount from vehicle MSRP includes all available rebates and incentives, including Nissan Motor Acceptance Finance, sale price plus TTML and destination and handling charges. Price plus vehicle options and fees. Sales price based on MSRP $17,830. Model code 12014. Two or more at this price.
That was it? Wait, there's one more.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can't afford. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Levin Till, if you want to be rich for the new year, you got an opportunity because no winner Saturday night, the Powerball, that's tonight, $120 million. And if that doesn't work out for you, Friday night, the Mega Millions will be $188 million. So, you know, a couple of shots for you.
Maybe something to do this evening just for grins.
Right. Change the problems that you have now and come up with new problems like what am I going to do with $188 million, right? Okay. Netflix and DreamWorks Animation have put together a new 3-minute cartoon for parents who want to get their kids to bed early tonight. The new cartoon has King Julian, that's the ring-tailed lemur from Madagascar, who hosts a musical kid-friendly countdown to midnight. The clip can be played whenever the parents decide it's time for the kids to go to bed. After Netflix took a poll and found that 34% of U.S. American parents admitted to starting the New Year's Eve countdown early to trick their kids into thinking it was midnight. Come on.
I would totally do that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You wouldn't?
Who, me?
Yes, you. Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a long time ago. I can't say. I guess if you've got it there. But what happens if your kid can read the digital clock and goes, Mommy, that's not right. It says 7:42 right there.
Well, if you're real smart, you change all the clocks in the house.
Oh, okay. You plan ahead to deceive your children. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that probably makes sense. all right. So with that in mind, and after you've done that, then you can watch all the shows that are going to be on. What is it called now? Is it called Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Rockin' Eve?
With what's his name, though?
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest gets his name in the deal now. So that's part of that. So he's got, somewhere I had a list of all the people. You know who's going to be on is that group who you were telling me about the other day. This is the a cappella group from Texas. Pentatonix.
Pentatonix.
They're going to be there. Yeah, you know them, Chelsea?
I've heard of them, yeah. Yeah, pretty talented.
Yeah, we played a song by them. Okay, so let me see. It's going to start at the broadcast on ABC is going to start at 7 o'clock tonight. They've been doing this for 41 years. This will be Ryan Seacrest's 9th year on the show. He began co-hosting with Dick back in 2005. Taylor Swift will perform. Florida Georgia Line, Elton John, Lady Antebellum, yeah. Okay. So if you don't want to watch that, A&E is going to have a Walking Dead marathon. Actually, it's still going on. It started yesterday. Lifetime has a How I Met Your Mother marathon that starts at, it's already started. It started 53 minutes ago, so quick, go capture that. FXX doing more Simpson stuff. That starts at 6 tonight. IFC, Three Stooges marathon.
Awesome. Awesome.
But how many can you really watch? You know what I'm saying? How many?
Three, maybe.
Chelsea, how many Three Stooges have you watched?
In entirety?
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Well, the thing is, I mean,
it's a dude show.
The point is, I think that most females don't care for physical humor.
I mean, I would disagree with that. Dodgeball was one of the funniest movies,
Okay.
In a while. But I'm just not a Stooges fan.
I understand. Okay. And then Sci-Fi has its Twilight Zone marathon.
Mm.
Started at 6 o'clock this morning, going until 6 o'clock tomorrow, Friday morning, as a matter of fact. So if you want to watch that, it's a little bit different. The Guardian reports the boys and girls varsity basketball teams from Mendocino High School were disinvited from a tournament at nearby Fort Bragg High in California because of concerns when players wore T-shirts that said, I can't breathe, printed on them during warm-ups. Whoa! Came out on the court with those. Apparently, they asked them to leave. That's not too good.
Well, have you seen one of the restaurant owner put a sign up that said, can't breathe? Stop breaking the law.
Oh, my! Now, where was that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah. A couple days back.
All right. Yeah, that's all right.
Hey, do I have like 10 seconds?
You have up to 15 seconds.
Oh, perfect. Hey, starting tomorrow in Austin and San Antonio, they are banning cell phone usage while driving.
What?
Yes.
Hands-free only.
Hands-free only. Now, they're not going to give tickets until February. There's going to be that 30-day grace period, but it does start tomorrow.
In Austin and San Antonio.
And in San Antonio. Yep. So if you're traveling in either one of those cities, keep that in mind.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Did they vote on that? Do you know how that happened?
Yeah, like I think in San Antonio, I want to say it was voted on back in August,
okay.
I think, or maybe vice versa. I don't know. One in August and then the other joined in November and decided that it would be a good idea. And they both have, I think, you know, kind of like what we have, the cell phone ban in school zones
and whatnot.
Now they're just, you know, they're going into the whole thing. And this includes MP3 players, electronic games, other messaging devices, basically any gadgets while driving.
But can you be wearing earbuds and listening to something?
That's illegal in a car anyway.
What?
To wear earbuds or headphones? You're not supposed to do that because you have to hear emergency vehicles.
That's against the law?
Pretty sure.
And the problem is a lot of people, their hands-free is their headphones. And so you're going to find people running into that issue where they have their headphones in because they're on a phone call and they're trying to follow the rules and they're going to be breaking another one.
Well, but we've discussed this before. Just because you're not holding the device in your hand doesn't mean that you're paying any better attention.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, the hands-free thing I understand they're trying to move in that direction. But then the other thing, I'm sure there are a lot of peace officers who can't be happy about this.
Now, In the Austin article, it says that it will allow drivers to use devices when stopped at a light or a stop sign, or if you are sitting in standstill traffic.
Okay, it's standstill traffic because you're not going forward.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
How many times have you waited in line for that?
Yeah, the light's green, but wait a minute. I've got to get down to that fifth song right here, and I can't get to it. Well, that'll be interesting to see how that turns out. And I understand where they're trying to go. Makes perfect sense. But it seems a whole lot easier if they develop some sort of an electronic field inside the car or after the car is moving, if there's motion sensing, that you would not be able to do any of those things. Let technology take care of it rather than people. Because after all, if you leave it to human error, we are humans.
We at FiberMax know that when it comes to having a successful and profitable cotton growing operation, every detail matters. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear what FiberMax cotton growers have to say.
My name is Walker McNair. I farm near Clarendon, Texas. We have about 700 acres of irrigated cotton and a few hundred acres of dry land. Most of our irrigation is center pivot irrigation. This year was our first year to use the new FiberMax 2334 GLT variety. It's been our best yielding variety so far with about 1,700 pounds per acre. We've been impressed with its tolerance to verticillium wilt. It has even outperformed our FiberMax 2484 variety, which in the past has been the best variety for us. And we're excited about using it in the future.
FiberMax, for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is reading an article the other day, yesterday, I think, about red light cameras again. And will they come back? Because that was a discussion that has gone on. And, of course, we had them here and got them outlawed. But the whole idea of, okay, it stopped the T-bone accidents, but does it stop the rear-end accidents? The rear-end accidents increase. But the other problem they found is that with red light cameras, some cities shortened their yellow light time so that they ended up getting more tickets. Well, then when you end up with more revenue, then obviously it looks like what a lot of people thought it was just a revenue-generating thing.
Oh, but it's for safety.
It is. Well, again, it's perfect here because so much of that is second-generation money. I mean, you know, if the college student runs the red light and it's their parents' credit card, well, their parents aren't voting in the city elections. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but it was voted out fair and square.
Your taxes go up. You won't like
that. I'm just Okay. It was voted out.
I understand. That's fine, Bob. We're speaking of taxes and all that sort of stuff. On this date in 1695, a window tax was imposed in England.
Yep.
Causing many shopkeepers to brick up their windows to avoid the tax.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. 1879, Thomas Edison demonstrated the incandescent lamp in public for the very first time. For the very first time, they dropped that ball in New York's Times Square. 1908 is when they did that. Now they're dropping pickles all over Pennsylvania, just letting you know.
And wrenches.
And wrenches. And
breeches.
Yes, and breeches, too. All of that can be more. An AT&T Bell system broke up. That was a long time ago, back in 1983.
Wow.
All right, have a happy new year. Be safe. We're back on Friday. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News, right.